This is a CHOI News Update. The deadline for candidates to apply for the riding has officially passed, and Elections Canada has put out the official list of who voters in the Nanaimo-Ladysmith riding will see on their ballot. In the Nanaimo-Ladysmith riding, there are five candidates on the ballot. The incumbent, Lisa Marie Barron, with the federal NDP. Liberal Party of Canada candidate, Michelle Corfield. Tamara Cronus with the Conservative Party of Canada. Green Party of Canada candidate, Paul Manley. And Stephen Wilton with the People's Party of Canada. This year's ballot reflects the 2021 federal election when each of the current candidates also ran. CHOI reached out to each of the candidates to see how the election has been going for them. Former Member of Parliament Paul Manley is once again running for the Green Party of Canada. He held the role as MP for the riding from 2019 until losing his seat to Lisa Marie Barron in 2021. Manley told CHOI that he feels there are a lot of challenges currently facing Canadians, with tariffs and threats to Canadian sovereignty from the United States, but affordability is top of mind for him.
Affordable housing's been a serious problem for a number of years now, and I used to be the executive director at the Nanaimo Unitarian Shelter, so I've seen lots of people at the shelter door who shouldn't be at the shelter door, including working people, low-income seniors, people with disabilities, even had a VIU student there at one point.
He says hospitals are overcrowded and too many people in Nanaimo do not have a family doctor.
At the same time, we've seen huge inequality in our country. We've gone from multimillionaires to multi-billionaires with the tax cuts that they've received, over the last three decades. And ordinary people are struggling. The services that we rely on have been cut. And we have a lot of problems based on that, including the affordability crisis, the lack of affordable housing, and our healthcare crisis.
Incumbent Lisa Marie Barron with the New Democrat Party says she has been spending this election getting out into the community to hear from people on what issues they are currently facing.
You know, one thing I love about elections and about putting my name forward in elections that I'm spending all day, every day, talking to people in the community, hearing what's important to them, hearing about the path forward. And, what's really clear when I'm knocking on doors is that people are rightfully so really worried about what our future looks like for our kids and our grandkids. I'm hearing from so many people about the concern of having peer Polyev conservatives in power.
She says it is important this election that everyone gets out and votes.
There's clearly so much support out there, which is wonderful to see, but I'm not going to deny it's not, we know it's going to be tight. And so, just talking to people about how important it is that they're out voting and bringing friends with them to vote this election, because I think with a good voter turnout, we have every reason to be optimistic.
None of the other candidates in the riding got back to CHOI by the deadline. While many of the candidates are still going door-to-door to speak with residents, there are still several opportunities for voters to hear from the candidates at upcoming candidate forums in the community. Election Day is April 28th, with advance voting happening April 18th until the 21st. Information on where to vote in the advance voting and on Election Day can be found at www.elections.ca. For CHOI News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.